From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Former Federal Bureau of Investigation Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been fired. President Trump applauded McCabe's firing on Twitter. He has been criticizing the FBI for alleged political bias. McCabe was thrust into controversy just days before the 2016 presidential election when it was disclosed that his wife, a political candidate, took campaign donations from a political action committee controlled by a friend of the Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton. In response to Britain's decision to expel 23 Russian diplomats, Russia is following suit by expelling 23 British diplomats. Britain made the move in response to the poisoning of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Yulia, who were found unconscious on a park bench in the English town of Salisbury and rushed to the hospital where they remain in serious condition. British officials say the chemical nerve agent known as Novichok, developed by the Soviet Union and inherited by Russia, was used in that attack. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the violence in eastern Ghouta and Afrin could have been avoided and could be avoided if all parties would honor the UN peace resolution.
It need not to be this way. Negotiations in Douma in the last few days do show that there is a way to create the conditions to advance the implementation of your resolution 2401.
Afghanistan is hosting high-level talks with Pakistan today to improve strained bilateral ties and enhance cooperation to further a recent Afghan offer of peace talks to the Taliban. A top Pakistani security officials visiting Kabul more than 2 weeks after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani offered unconditional talks to the Taliban. This is VOA News. No one is getting fired right now at the White House. Chief of Staff John Kelly gathered some personnel and told them people shouldn't be concerned. The White House press secretary took to Twitter to counter news that President Trump has decided to remove National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Earlier in the week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired and replaced by the Director of Central Intelligence Mike Pompeo. Meantime, White House Director of Legislative Affairs Mark Short spoke with reporters about a lack of cooperation among lawmakers in approving Mr. Trump's nominees for various administration positions.
At this point, in the past four administrations combined, the last four administrations, the Senate had conducted 17 cloture votes combined. Cloture vote, in essence, being a filibuster on a nominee. 17 cloture votes in the last four administrations combined at this point. Today, the Senate has had 79 cloture votes in the first 14 months of our administration.
The U.S. military says seven American service members were killed when their helicopter crashed in Iraq. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the Trump administration spokesperson.
At least from initial reporting, the crash does not appear to have been caused by enemy action. However, this incident is under investigation. This tragic crash reminds us that all our courageous men and women take extraordinary risks every single day in service of our country.
The United States has been working with Iraqi forces to fight Islamic State militants in Iraq. Through one of Australia's most successful Aboriginal mentoring projects called the Australia Indigenous Mentoring Experience, South African and Ugandan students will soon benefit from its methods. As Phil Mercer reports for VOA, university students give their time for free to teach and guide Indigenous high school pupils.
Indigenous groups say that education is the greatest single weapon to overcome disadvantage. But despite the concerted efforts of state and federal authorities, charities and other welfare groups, educational inequality persists. Disadvantage is entrenched, and while improvements in educational achievements are being made, many Indigenous students do poorly at school. About 60% of Aboriginal children are already well behind their non-Indigenous counterparts when they start school at the age of five. Australia's original inhabitants make up about 3% of the national population, but suffer disproportionately high rates of poverty, unemployment and imprisonment. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.